Trend number one, Bretton Woods II and the New Economic Order. The modern economic system came into existence in July 1944 when representatives of 44 Allied countries convened in Bretton Woods, New Hampshire. The result of that meeting was a system of rules and institutions called the Bretton Woods Agreements that encouraged free trade. Among other achievements, Bretton Woods set up the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund. The purpose of the agreements was to prevent a worldwide economic collapse. During the Depression of the 1930s, many countries had devalued their currencies to make their exports more competitive on world markets, which created deflation. As prices fell, companies had to lower their payrolls, so unemployment soared. With millions of people out of work, demand for products plummeted, causing more deflation, more unemployment, and so on in a vicious circle. Under Bretton Woods, each country had to tie its currency to the gold standard. The U.S. agreed to fix the dollar to gold at $35 per ounce, which allowed foreign governments to exchange dollars for gold. This had the effect of making the U.S. dollar the international currency, and it helped to ease worries that national currencies would be abruptly depreciated or that exchange rates would fluctuate randomly. In 1971, the U.S. dropped the gold standard, and the dollar officially became the reserve currency for the Western world. The U.S. was clearly the most powerful member of the Bretton Woods Alliance. Its economy and infrastructure had actually become stronger during World War II, unlike the countries in Europe that had been devastated by the war. Through Bretton Woods, the U.S. ensured that there would be a ready world market for its products once the war ended. Bretton Woods strengthened the world economy by linking it to the strength of the U.S. economy. However, the credit crisis in September 2008 revealed that when the U.S. economy faces a crisis, the entire world is thrown into turmoil. This is a radical departure from the impact of crises in the economies of other nations. Problems in the economies of Japan and East Asia in the 1990s were largely isolated in those countries. That's not the case with the current situation. In fact, because of decreased demand for its exports from the U.S., China's economy is facing a period of slow growth and rising unemployment. So China recently had to launch its own stimulus plan at a cost of $585 billion to keep factories from shutting down. Because of all this, several European leaders, led by French President Nicolas Sarkozy, have been calling for a revision of the international monetary system. The first step was the economic summit held November 14th and 15th in Washington. This was to be followed by a second summit on April 20th, 2009. Britain's Prime Minister Gordon Brown has predicted that these summits would lead to a new global order, in which an international oversight organization will be given new powers over the world's financial system. According to London's Daily Telegraph, European leaders met in November to draft a set of principles they could unite behind at the summit. France and Germany support a plan in which the International Monetary Fund would supervise all of the financial regulators in the world's economies. And Britain goes even further, calling for global governance of every country's markets. In a speech transcribed on his official website, Brown declared, "The IMF should be transformed with a renewed mandate that goes far beyond crisis management to crisis prevention. Not only responsible in the manner of an independent central bank for the independent surveillance of the world economy, but becoming its early warning system." The Daily Telegraph says that the European leaders intend to give the U.S. 100 days to agree to their plan. However, not even the IMF thinks it will work. Dominic Strauss-Kahn, the IMF's managing director, was quoted by the Financial Times as protesting, "I don't think you can have a mechanical system with red lights and green lights, and sometimes country by country, the light goes from green to red." Another problem is that economists are notoriously weak at predicting the impact of their moves. Even former Federal Reserve Bank Chairman Alan Greenspan now admits he didn't anticipate how his decisions would affect the U.S. economy, which means it's doubtful that an economist at the IMF would fare any better at preventing crisis in the world's economies. So, what will happen? The trends editors foresee the following four developments. First, the U.S. dollar will not be replaced as the international currency. Quite simply, there is no other currency that is as stable as the dollar. As Stratfor points out, the euro has only been in existence for a decade, and it is not backed by sovereign taxing powers or by a central bank with vast authority. The European Central Bank does not have the power to regulate the banks of its member countries, and each of the 15 countries that use the euro has different political interests. Second, the finance ministers will agree to implement a plan for regulating financial entities around the world. That plan includes immediate actions to 1. Address weaknesses in accounting and disclosure standards for off-balance sheet investment vehicles. 2. Ensure that firms maintain adequate capital and set out stronger capital requirements for structured credit and securitization activities undertaken by those banks. 3. Develop enhanced guidance to strengthen risk management practices by banks and ensure that they develop processes that look at whether they are accumulating too much risk. 4. Establish processes whereby national regulators who oversee globally active financial institutions meet together and share information. 5. Expand the existing Financial Stability Forum to include a broader membership of emerging economies. And 6. Ensure that credit rating agencies, like Moody's and S&P, meet the highest standards and avoid conflicts of interest, provide greater disclosure to investors, and differentiate ratings for complex products. Third, the delegates from France are expected to push for a new structure that would reduce the role of the U.S. Instead of the informal, flexible system of cooperation between countries, the French will demand a more formal system that relies heavily on regulations. Essentially, the U.S. would not have as much power over the international economic system as it currently enjoys. Instead, the international economic system would have power over the U.S. finance system. And fourth, the U.S. will not agree to sweeping changes in the current system. While we can expect to see an announcement of an historic agreement in an attempt to calm the markets, the reality is that no president will want to give up control of the U.S. finance system to an international regulatory body.